They lived at the other sector down beyond New Roads, you understand, the other Mississippi. And they had some herbs and well, grass or bark. And they made a sort of, it was a family secret. That's how they said it. And it was supposed to be good for dysentery. Years ago, how they brewed it up or anything, I don't know. But I remember years ago, that when I was a kid, people used to go down there. And they had a case of dysentery, they would go and they had it cooked up and bottled and they'd give it to them. And it was effective.
What about things people would give them in the spring to maybe thin their blood out?
Well, down here, the main thing when I was a kid, the spring called for a dose of calomel, and followed by either Epsom salts or castor oil.
But Mr. did you ever hear from folks eating poke or anything like that?
No.
Okay, they take poke roots or?
No, not down in this section.
Would they ever use any of the part of the tree that was underground?
Not too much in this section. There was none of that in this section. If it did exist, it was before my time. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what you call folk medicine. And that was, I believe, must have been gotten most of that from the Indians. You understand?
And they take the what part of the tree?
Well, some they'd use bark. Some of them would use the roots, as you said.
Uh-huh.
But I never remembered it too much of this in this section.
Did your father have any old-time remedies? Sang or cohosh?
No.
Did he use, in other words, he was strictly a reputable user?
Yeah.
His own drugs and everything.
There was no, there's no folk, that's known as folk medicine. You understand?
Yeah.
And it wasn't practiced in this section. If it was, it had been many generations before that, you understand? I think most of that had been gotten from the Indians.
Have you got that kind of tree you get sugar from here? Syrup or anything?
Maples, no. Maple trees, no.
Okay. What about the other common trees in the community? Can you tell me about them?
Well, the main common trees in the community, it was cypress, of course. Most of the cypress was cut out. Do you understand? I'm speaking about and you had gum, and ash, willow.
Shade trees?
Huh?
What sort of shade trees?
Well, when you got the shade trees, they were oaks and more or less Chinese, I guess you call that Chinese berry or Chinese ball trees. When I was a kid growing up, but they've passed out.
You got the really tall shade tree that might have long white limbs?
You mean the cottonwood?
White scaly bark.
That's the cottonwood?
Yeah, well, what was the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed up in the Bible?
Oh, I really don't know.
It's got little knobs on it, little balls.
Cottonwood
or sycamore?
Sycamore, but we don't have sycamores yet. Not in this section.
Hmm. Well, I interrupted you. Other trees that you can think of? What about any kind of berries or fruit trees?
Well, you did have mulberry trees.
Wild
mulberry trees.
Yeah.
And let's see what else I can think of. Pecans, you had a lot of pecan trees in this section. You notice how big they get?
Yeah.
And that those are native trees.
I've never seen them grow that tall or have that type of bark on them. Because
that's a native tree, native to this section. And some of them have been here for hundreds of years.
Huh.
Well, you see this tree, this little green tree there? This is a sweet olive tree. I imagine that was brought into this country. But this was planted by a great grand aunt of mine about 140 years ago. I know that.